let things happen for women. Let economic empowerment happen for women. Let political participation happen for women. Let education and literacy happen for women. Let the good life happen for women. And the situation at which we are at in South Sudan at this point, I would say, and I'm sure government will agree, let peace happen for women in South Sudan.
How possible is it to empower women in this situation?
Well, it's possible to empower women in all facets of life. In the midst of conflict, you find women who are rearing out their heads and turning the challenges they face into opportunities. We see some hope that the economic empowerment initiatives would actually turn into something positive post-peace in South Sudan.
As a UN women organization, what other things are you people doing in order to complement the peace efforts?
Well, as an intergovernmental agency, we support all the efforts of government to bring peace to the country. We are also working with women's groups, particularly the South Sudan Peace Network. And we have supported the women who have put together a document called the Women's Agenda for Peace and Sustainable Development in South Sudan. And that document talks about what women are looking for in the peace process as well as post-peace process. So my message to the women of South Sudan is we might have different ethnicities, we might have come from different political backgrounds, but as a woman and as a mother, peace should be at the heart and peace should be on the tongue. So women of South Sudan should embrace peace.